Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580. Welcome back to Circles of Change here on a sunny day in Tucson. A thought I had today is to share some personal remarks, and actually for those of you in Tucson that have the opportunity to pick up the Natural Awakenings magazine that's coming up here in May. I've had the pleasure to partner with Holly Baker, fabulous publisher. You hear, of course, their ad on our show periodically. And there's going to be a special article in there that I'm jokingly calling On Being a Redhead. And let me tell you where that comes from. Of course, anyone who's met me or seen our picture out on the web, I am a tall redhead. But the metaphor is both a literal and a figurative one, meaning that many times us redheads, we can't help but know that we stick out in the crowd. We can't be, just blending into the herd or the pride. We're sort of like the zebras amongst all the brown and black horses. Well, anyway, that's my analogy. One of my favorite children's books is Elmer by David McKee. And it's a really cute story about Elmer, who's a bright-colored patchwork elephant. He's known amongst the pervasive gray herd for, quite frankly, his animated antics. And yes, I would say guilty as charged for myself. Elmer's ideas were the source, though, of the herd's games, jokes, and a lot of happiness. Now, if an elephant was laughing, it was most likely because of something Elmer had done to keep the levity there within the herd. Well, one day, though, Elmer awoke, frankly, unhappy, and decided he was tired of being patchwork, tired of being different. So in his quest to become ordinary, he rolled in elephant-colored berries, and he returned to the herd then incognito. In other words, only discover, though, regretfully, in a short amount of time, how still, silent, and sullen his family and friends had become. Then suddenly a thunderstorm arrived and revealed Elmer's true colors, and the herd almost awoke gleefully to what they thought was another joke, and they laughed and laughed and laughed. And in fact, an old elephant said, "Oh, Elmer, what would we do without you?" And as the story portrays it then, that the elephants themselves decided that once a year they would celebrate a day where everyone would become patchwork, spotted, striped, etc., just not gray, and celebrate that element of uniqueness. So you want to step back and say, so the moral of the story is, and I had the opportunity to actually go read that book once to a group of second graders, and their hands shot up in an instant, and they commented, "Well, it means I'm supposed to be just like I am." And so the reaction I would offer then, in my own case, is that indeed, as I said, I'm a tall, lanky redhead, and well, actually, I'll have to say these days probably more auburn, and I'm also the oldest of four children. I have three younger brothers, and my younger brothers would probably attest to the fact that I was seldom fazed by this idea of being different, and nor did our parents treat us in that fashion. They cheered us on to be just, to do and be whatever it is we wanted to do and be. And for me, that meant pioneering and indeed maximizing my talents, as we talk about here with the SEMA assessment process or the Giftedness Center work, always being on the lookout for a new challenge, learning and taking risks. And for me, that meant from a career standpoint, studying engineering back in the 70s, living abroad periodically and learning extra languages, switching industries four times, which you all know that as we talk about career shifting, that many people are reticent to do that. I kind of thought it was a way of life to do that. And then becoming a wife and a mother later in life, most gratefully, with hats off to my husband and our two children. And then even later in life, around that age 50 fulcrum point, decided to get a doctorate degree and push myself in a new way. And then even more the stretch, considering what's been going on in our nation these days, if not the globe, decided to step out and start my own business 2 years ago when the economy was in a downturn. And frankly, I often say, why not? Because for any of those of you out there that are experienced in starting business, it takes you a couple years to figure it out anyway. So why not take the leap of faith during a downturn? And then finally, I would say in terms of that element of being different for me was coming here on the radio and really focusing, as I said in my opening remarks, that this show was about giving it all away and helping others in a truly altruistic but a mission-driven standpoint. Well, not until, quite frankly, later in my life, beyond those college years and initial career experiences, did it strike me how fitting in or stepping beyond my literal and figurative redheadedness was quite often so much expected of us. And in fact, you can see constantly in organizations, whether that be the nonprofits you volunteer in, the companies that you're part of, or even the school settings that younger people are part of, and even some of the family dynamics that we deal with our extended families, that sometimes there really are pretty strong penalties for standing out. Or at least to flip the coin, that there's maybe staying below the radar screen or following the pack, or Elmer would probably point out the herd, it can bring some forms of acceptance and comfort to us. Well, my husband, Ted, he gifted me that book, Elmer, several years ago when I was in the midst of leading a very high-pressure cross-country, cross-company merger that was ripe with business benefits in a bigger picture, but yet we knew it was going to be kind of a clash of the cultures, a clash of the titans, you'd call it. As an experience would tell me, quite frankly, from the various engineering, manufacturing, and business situations I was in, there's really no such thing as a merger, but rather one party really is going to be the winner. There's a wolf in sheep's clothing dynamic, whether it's openly said or it kind of becomes obvious as that journey continues. So for me at that time of my career, there really was no book on this one, in other words, to refer back to, not a whole lot of experts you could call, because it was a merger within an organization. And as the silent acquired, which was where our section of the business was, it was as if we were standing on a diving board in the dark, about to jump, yet not knowing if we were on a 1 or a 3 meter diving board, or frankly, if there was even sufficient water in the pool. So despite the physical and emotional exhaustion, I'll have to admit, that played out over that probably year and a half time frame, what equipped me the most to guide that transition, the piece of it that I held in my hands, which was the lion's share at the time, was frankly that I was different, and that knowing that others counted on me day in and day out to indeed be different to help buffet that. Now, that also allowed me, I'll tell you quite honestly, though, to then heal after the fact and press on to the next chapter in my career. And it was indeed that whole element of being different and seeing those possibilities. So my moral of my story, I guess, in a broader context, because, of course, it's anchored in what our show is all about, is there's so many things that are pushing and pulling us to be the same as other people and, frankly, to live up to other people's definitions of success. And I believe that there's real joy and, frankly, lifetime fulfillment that comes from going beyond allowing ourselves to be different, to really take the next step and really celebrate our uniqueness and also help others celebrate theirs. And I suspect that that usually is the hook for a lot of organizations, this particularly the common conversation of diversity, meaning, in my mind, not just diversity based on gender or our academic experiences or our functional experience versus program management, where we grew up in a company, our age, of course. We've talked considerably about the challenges in the workforce these days with 4 generations being there, and how can we all become much more sensitive and aware, probably more of our sameness as opposed to our differences, but whether that be appreciation for different communication styles or work styles, that in the end, really knowing to embrace, allow, and actually take full advantage of these differences. So as the Elmer story really revealed, those around us, family, friends, colleagues, the greater world, I truly believe we really need to be more of who we are, not less. And whether that be for you redhead or patchwork, I encourage you to really, truly stand out in your own way. With that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back for a few moments before we head into our next segment with our visiting guest. Again, this is Dr. Zara Larson. We're Circles of Change here on 104.1 News Talk FM. Thanks for joining us here on Saturday. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-425-5900. 844-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.